Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Market Trend Analysis. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applications of Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Non-Technical Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore how to identify market trends using business intelligence, BI, tools, the performance metrics and key performance indicators, KPIs, relevant to market analysis, and real-world case studies that highlight successful trend analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to conduct market trend analysis effectively using BI methodologies and tools, enhancing your capability to make data-driven decisions in your business. Main content: identifying market trends using BI. Market trends are patterns or movements within the market that indicate a shift in consumer preferences or behaviors. To identify these trends, businesses can leverage various BI tools that aggregate and analyze data from multiple sources. BI tools help in visualizing data and making sense of complex information, providing insights that can guide strategic business decisions. One effective approach to identifying market trends is through data mining, where historical data is analyzed to uncover patterns. For example, a developer company might analyze user engagement metrics from its applications to understand which features are most popular. By employing BI tools like Tableau or Microsoft Power BI, you can create visual reports that highlight these trends, making it easy to spot significant changes over time. This process not only aids in understanding current market dynamics but also helps predict future trends based on historical data. Another method to consider is sentiment analysis, where customer feedback from social media and reviews is analyzed to gauge public opinion about a product or service. For instance, if a software company notices a surge in positive comments about a specific feature, it may decide to promote that feature more heavily. By integrating sentiment analysis into your BI approach, you can gain deeper insights into consumer preferences and adapt your offerings accordingly. Performance metrics and KPIs in market analysis. When conducting market trend analysis, it's crucial to establish relevant performance metrics and KPIs that align with your business objectives. These indicators serve as critical benchmarks for evaluating the success of your strategies. Metrics such as customer acquisition cost, CAC, lifetime value, LTV, and churn rate are vital for understanding how well your business is performing in the market. For instance, if your developer company is launching a new app feature, you might want to track the user adoption rate as a KPI. This metric will help you assess how quickly users are embracing the new feature. Additionally, using tools like Google Analytics, you can monitor traffic sources to determine where your users are coming from and which channels are most effective for driving engagement. By consistently analyzing these performance metrics, you can make informed adjustments to your strategies, ensuring that you remain competitive in a changing market. Furthermore, it can be beneficial to benchmark your metrics against industry standards. This allows you to understand where you stand relative to competitors and identify areas for improvement. For example, if the average churn rate in your industry is lower than yours, this could signal the need for enhanced customer retention strategies. Real-world case studies of successful trend analysis. To better understand the practical application of market trend analysis, let's explore a couple of real-world case studies from the developer industry. Case study 1. A successful app update. A mobile app development company noticed a decline in user engagement over several months. By utilizing BI tools, they conducted a thorough analysis of user feedback and engagement data. They discovered that users were struggling with navigation due to a recent update. Using this insight, the company reverted some features and implemented a simpler design. As a result, user engagement increased by 40% within a month. This case illustrates how effective trend analysis can lead to significant improvements in user satisfaction and app performance. Case study 2. Identifying a new market segment. Another developer company specializing in productivity apps analyzed their user demographics using BI tools. They identified a growing segment of users who were educators looking for tools to enhance online learning. By pivoting their marketing efforts to target this segment and tailoring their app features to meet educators' needs, they experienced a 25% increase in downloads within the first quarter. This case highlights how recognizing and acting on market trends can open new opportunities for growth. Case Study 3. Adapting to changing consumer behavior. A leading e-commerce developer utilized BI tools to track changing shopping behaviors during a global event. They noticed increased online purchases for home fitness products. By quickly adjusting their marketing strategy and optimizing their website for these products, they captured a significant share of this emerging market, resulting in a 35% increase in sales during that period. This demonstrates how agility in responding to market trends can provide a competitive advantage. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the process of conducting market trend analysis using business intelligence tools. We discussed methods for identifying trends, the importance of performance metrics and KPIs, and reviewed real-world examples that demonstrate the power of trend analysis in the developer industry. By applying these concepts, you will be better equipped to make informed decisions that align with market dynamics and enhance your business strategies. Reflection questions: what BI tools can you implement in your business to identify market trends effectively? How can you establish relevant KPIs to measure the success of your market strategies? Reflect on a time when you noticed a market trend. How did it impact your decisions or actions?